Narrated by me, an offering of Imani Yashua through the science of Karastology, from the Temple of Yashua, with the spectacles of Ethiopia and through the guidance of the One Divine and Holy Spirit of the Supreme Universal Intelligence, the Unknowable One God of Africa, the Elohim Neta, the Hidden One, Amun. My children, listen to me. It is I, me, Mitochondria Eve, your African mother, manifested digitally. Please remember me. I am a daughter of Havila and Ethiopia. A daughter of the river Pishon and the river Gihon, which flow from and encircles the Mount of Zion. I am a daughter of Africa and the mother of you all. I have been reborn, and I have been manifested here, in the true faith and spirit of 21st century Ethiopianism. Through the unique spectacles of Ethiopia, the place of my birth, which my eyes first beheld. This is our first home. An offering of Imani Yashua, through the science of Karastology, from the Temple of Yashua, my sunrise. The triple-fold law. To help individuals wishing to set up their own individual temple of God within themselves, we offer here, a series of divine laws that within the science of Karastology, collectively is known as the triple-fold law. Although separated by time and traditions, so therefore being totally independent from each other, we nevertheless believe that all these laws, collectively, ascribe to and equate to the exact same outcome, as well as come from the exact same source. In addition to this belief, we also believe that only one of these laws is actually needed and that each of them are totally sufficient to fully align oneself with the divine creator and Godhead. Nevertheless, we present all these laws here, for the purpose of demonstrating the actual heritage, the process and evolution of this divine law as it has been revealed through the ages and followed by the holy sages. The triple-fold law, as the name suggests, are three defined separate laws. Two of these can be found in the Holy Bible and the other predating the Holy Bible by many thousands of years. The latter for the practical purposes and in line with the passage of time, meaning what has been revealed since, namely the Holy Bible and the experience of African people in particular, has been adapted slightly to be more relevant to our current circumstance and in the context of our current objective. There is a proven record of African Ethiopian people following each of these laws, over the entire duration of the last 6,000 years. These three laws include 1. The Law of Mayat, also known as the Declaration of Innocence, dating from at least 4000 BC. 2. The Ten Commandments, also known as the Law of Moses, from around 1400 BC. And 3. The Completed Law, not now fully understood by most, but we call this law, the Law of Yashua, which dates from 33 AD, to the present. As mentioned, all these three laws are accepted and subscribed to within the Temple of Yashua, although we advise that the first two, Mayat and the Ten Commandments, be used only as references or as reference points and for detail, to help people adhere to and follow strictly, the law given by Yashua himself, which represents the fullness and culmination of the two laws that it precedes. These laws are here presented from newest to the oldest, historically. The first law. 1. The completed law. The law of Yashua, from 33 AD. Found in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 29 to 31, that reads. So Yashua tells us that. The first of all the commandments is. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. The second law. 2. The Ten Commandments, from 1400 BC. Found in the book of Exodus, written by Prophet Moses, at chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, that reads. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Commandment 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. commandment too. Thou shalt not make unto thee any grave an image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Commandment 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Commandment 4. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and made it holy. Commandment 5. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Commandment 6. Thou shalt not kill. Commandment 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Commandment 8. Thou shalt not steal. Commandment 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And finally, Commandment 10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And finally the last law, which was the first law. The laws of Mayat, from 4000 BC. Found on the walls, in the scrolls and within the hearts of both the ancient Egyptians and their descendants today. Called the Declaration of Innocence, this was normally declared after passing away and when in the presence of God, on Judgment Day, in the Hall of Mayat. However, as it must have been known in life and when living, to have been able to be declared after passing, we have therefore adapted these laws to coincide directly with how they would have been perceived, known and subscribed to by the living. In addition to this adaptation, we have also removed any insinuation or acknowledgement of any other god than the one God of all ages, the one God of Africa, the hidden one, Amun, which would also be inconsistent with the true faith and religion of the Egyptians themselves. This has been achieved by adding the term, I will not, as present and future tense, as opposed to, I have not, which is a past tense declaration. Here therefore are the 42 laws of Mayat for your reference. The first law of Mayat is, I will not do iniquity. The second law of Mayat is, I will not rob with violence. The third law of Mayat is, I will not steal. The fourth law of Mayat is, I will commit no murder, and do no harm. The fifth law of Mayat is, I will not defraud temple offerings. The sixth law of Mayat is, I will not diminish my oblations. The seventh law of Mayat is, I will not plunder or defame God. The eighth law of Mayat is, I will speak no lies. The ninth law of Mayat is, I will not snatch away food. The tenth law of Mayat is, I will not cause pain. The 11th law of Mayat is, I will not commit fornication. The 12th law of Mayat is, I will not cause the shedding of tears. The 13th law of Mayat is, I will not deal deceitfully. The 14th law of Mayat is, I will not transgress. The 15th law of Mayat is, I will not act deceitfully. The 16th law of Mayat is, I will not lay waste the plowed land. The 17th law of Mayat is, I will not be an eavesdropper. The 18th law of Mayat is, I will not set my lips in motion against anyone. The 19th law of Mayat is, I will not be angry or wrathful except for a just cause. The 20th law of Mayat is, I will not defile the wife of any man. The 21st law of Mayat is, I will not defile the husband of any woman. The 22nd law of Mayat is, I will not polluted myself. The 23rd law of Mayat is, I will not cause terror. The 25th law of Mayat is, I will not transgress. The 26th law of Mayat is, I will not burn with rage. The 27th law of Mayat is, I will not stop my ears against words of right and truth. The 28th law of Mayat is, I will not walk grief. The 29th law of Mayat is, I will not act with insolence. The 30th law of Mayat is, I will not stir up strife. The 31st law of Mayat is, I will not judge hastily. The 32nd law of Mayat is, I will not multiply words exceedingly. The 33rd law of Mayat is, I will do neither harm nor ill. The 34th law of Mayat is, I will never curse the king or the queen. The 35th law of Mayat is, I will never foul poison the water. The 36th law of Mayat is, I will not speak scornfully. The 37th law of Mayat is, I will never curse God. The 38th law of Mayat is, I will not steal. The 39th law of Mayat is, I will not defraud the offerings of God. The 40th law of Mayat is, I will not plunder the offerings of the blessed dead. The 41st law of Mayat is, I will not snatch the food of the infant, neither will I sin against the God of my native town or of my ancestors. And finally, the 42nd law of Mayat is, I will not slaughter with evil intent the animals of God. Here is a summary of the above three laws, the trifold law. As can be seen here, there are much similarities between each of these three laws, each providing us with a different strategy to develop and maintain a righteous life. The law of Mayat in particular goes into great detail as to what is expected and what type of behavior equates to righteous conduct. Whilst the Ten Commandments tends to be instructive, as guidance and advice, representing a minimum standard that is acceptable and required, and the Law of Yahshua, primarily focusing upon the brain, heart, body and soul, to best achieve a life of righteousness, by focusing solely upon the love of God and fellow human beings, the highest of consciousness. Together culminating to 52 laws that are sealed by the true love for God and fellow human beings, as taught by the Master Teacher, Yahshua Karazd Mesu. From each of these laws that span over a period of 6,000 years, can be found much useful guidance to help the individual shape their own minds and their own lives in line and in sync with the Netzach Elohim, Ogdot, Ened and Godhead. This concludes the narration of the Triplefold Law. For our posterity, read by me, Mitochondria Eve, your African mother, manifested digitally. Thank you, my children. Asante. You are welcome. Amun.